Hey, Ruben.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, you caught me at the perfect time. I'm drowning. How can I help you out?
I'm sorry to make you drown.
No, it's not. I got about 1,000 Johns I'm talking to right now. It's nonstop. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Okay, quick question.
Sure.
This is for the $100,000, the equipment loan, correct?
Correct.
Now, my mother's wondering, can we give two invoices? One is like 80% paid off and the other one's not paid off. Can you still send us the funds to get the invoices, or you have to send them directly to them?
All right, so say that once more.
So basically, one of the interiors, we paid like 80% off.
You mean the furniture?
Yeah, the furniture.
Okay, so yeah, so that's simple. So you paid the furniture, but you paid for the furniture, but you didn't actually, it's being delivered, but it hasn't been fully delivered, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so it's really simple. When did you place the order?
I'm talking about the chairs.
Yeah.
That I told you we paid off.
Yeah.
Well, they're waiting for us to actually do the proper measurement and everything. So once that's done, then they're going to come in and start doing it. So probably in about 2 months period.
But when did you actually give them the money?
Probably last year.
Okay, so you gave them a deposit last year. So let me just, let's kind of go through a few things. So I can make this happen. I've done this a million times, so nothing to worry about. So you place a deposit on furniture. The question I would ask you, just so I can understand, is why did you place a deposit so far in advance?
Well, we were supposed to open earlier, but then the foundation was, my general contractor did something stupid, and we fired him and we had to hire somebody else.
Okay, so...
So basically, we were planning to open earlier of last year, but, construction went to hole.
Okay, so you guys, the furniture vendor, you paid them 80%, but they haven't fulfilled the invoice because they're just waiting on you.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I would probably suggest. There's two ways to do this. So basically, you've got an incomplete sale on their books. So just, you know, the $100,000 approval is going to be used for the equipment from Trust One sale, because their total is about $109,000. So I'm doing about $100,000 of equipment on the Trust One sales. Their vendor's going to make your Trust One's going to make me, the dealer, two different invoices, one for about $100 and one for about $10,000. So the $100,000 we're going to use for the Trust One. The $75,000 we're going to use for the furniture. So your question is, the furniture is about $65,000, correct?
About around there.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, about there.
About there. And the other equipment from Trust One is about $910,000. So 65 plus 9 or 10, you're at about $74,000, $75,000. That approval, by the way, goes, including taxes, to $82,000 about. So you're set there. So your question now, is, hey, go ahead.
Trust One sent an email to forwarded the email that you sent to my Trust One, and Trust One sent it to my mother, but they're telling me that you approved two for $100,000 loan each.
I think that I can sort it out with them. All they should be concerned with is, and I can call Richard over there. All they should be concerned with is, can we fund both orders? So I'm just, I've already approved you for at least, like, you know, 182, but we can also get another approval for $25,000. You don't need that though. You're covered, so it's not necessary. So let's go over the furniture to answer your question. So go ahead.
I think we do need extra 25.
I'm sorry. Say that once more.
Yeah, we do need the 25 too.
Okay. I mean, if you need any additional funding, I'll just have to get the official invoices to update it. But let me take this down in the right order. Let me just walk you through step by step. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Sir, and just at the end of the day, we'll find a solution to make you guys happy. I just want to make sure that we're getting you to the right direction so you can get your equipment ordered. So your question is, you place a deposit on furniture. So let's walk through this step by step so I can understand. You place an order on the furniture. Have they made any of the furniture?
They probably made the chairs already.
They made the chairs. But none of that is in. Is the majority of cost the chairs or the booths?
Yes. It was the chairs.
And
we made a bunch of chairs. And now I believe they're waiting for the exact fitment of the building, like how we're going to set it up.
Okay.
They didn't make the booth yet.
Okay, so to me, this is what it sounds like to me. This sounds like this is a you guys placed a deposit, and it sounds like it's halfway done, but this equipment isn't delivered. We're restricted in, like, if someone buys equipment, right? So if you buy furniture, and it's been sitting there for a year, and you order it for a year, and then you want to take the cash against it, that's a problem, because it's already been there and been used. But to me, this isn't a completed sale, and that's all that really matters. Is this a completed sale or not? And you guys don't have any of your furniture yet, correct?
No.
So here's probably the easiest thing, and who's the vendor you're working with?
There's no vendor on this one.
The furniture?
Well, actually, Trust One is the one that referred us to them, but I'm
not
working
with
Trust One.
You're working directly with, like, a millwork company, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a woodworking company, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, no problem. So here's probably the easiest thing, just based off my two cents. You could cause a complication, and we generally have two ways to pay people, okay? The first way we pay people is we pay the vendor, and the reason why we pay the vendor is, God forbid you guys don't get the equipment that works for you, we're going to go after that vendor, and we're going to say, hey, what's going on? You have to deliver this equipment. You know, we have some leverage there. That rarely happens, but just having the peace of mind for our clients is very, very important, because, you know, it's an important thing to make sure you get what you need. The second thing is, we can pay you back. So a lot of customers come to us and say, hey, look, you know what? And by the way, I am going to double check on the 75K approval that we can include taxes to go up to 82. I'm going to triple check on that after our conversation. But be that as it may, the second question you have is, well, can you pay me back if I can show the money being transferred, like a chain of ownership, just like a car title? Can you reimburse me? Here's the reality. The reality is yes. So a lot of customers come to us and say, hey, look, I've already paid for this equipment. So instead of me paying on this equipment, I want you guys to pay me back. Let me give you your options, and I want to walk you through all these options to make it simple for you, okay?
Okay.
There's a nice little kind of boomerang that's been thrown in your midst. So you guys just did what's called a working capital loan, okay? You did a cash loan, correct? With your bank? So traditionally on that type of loan, there's nothing wrong with that. I can also go over refinancing that for you. And by the way, I can give you additional cash, so you should be covered. You're in good hands.
Okay.
But let's say one of the stipulations is, usually on those type of loans, they have, and I'm pretty sure it's on your loan, they have what's called a blanket lien. Do you know what a blanket lien is?
Yeah, you told me last time. There's like a lien, but it's on the business, right?
It's on everything. Yeah, it's on everything. Yeah. And what this says is, it says that they own, and it's not to screw you over, by the way. These are how a lot of these loans work. They basically put a lien on all assets. So on all equipment, inventory, all that kind of stuff to protect their interests, okay? God forbid you default, they have something. You know, God forbid you don't pay, they got something. However, when we reimburse a customer, when we do it, and not when we, when anyone reimburses a customer, generally we have to do what's called a lien search. So we have to go and do a search on the business and see if there's a lien on the business of these loans. And typically, it's just a legal issue. It's not a legal bad issue, it's just a legal issue. Typically, if this is done as a reimbursement, typically we have to go to that working capital company and they have to sign documents that say, they have to sign a page document that says, I'm verifying that even though I have a lien on this business, these chairs and furniture, they're not owned by me. The Bank of Cardiff has that. They're not owned by me. So we're protected. So God forbid you default, we actually have that collateral. Now, when we do a standard vendor sale, we don't ask for that because the laws are different. When we do a standard vendor sale, we just go to your Secretary of State, we show them the invoice, and we say, here's the invoice, here's what we're paying for, and as long as we generally have 20 days, we don't have to go to that vendor. So here's my thought process for you, and it really comes down to, and I can get on the phone with your millwork vendor, it's not a problem, but here's my suggestion.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, right now we don't want anything. I don't want him to know that we're working with somebody to give him more money right now.
You don't want
him to know the mill worker.
Okay.
Because if he knows about that, he's going to try to raise the price up again on us. Because there's more extra work that needs to be done.
Okay.
So, you get what we're trying to do now, right?
Yeah. So, here's I understand, but here's my suggestion for you. And this is just based on my expertise. And I've worked for Bank of Product for a long time. My job is to, A, fund your Trust One sales transaction as quickly as possible so you guys get this second location going, and to help you out along the way. I'm here to provide all your solutions. I'm okay. I'm also trying to create an issue for you. Make it simple. So probably what you should do is this. If this is what should be done. Your vendor has a year-old invoice that's probably no longer valid. It probably it doesn't have the right sales tax rate on it. It might have the wrong location on it. There's probably a lot of issues. So what you should do is this. I've talked to these vendors, so there's nothing to be afraid of. But I won't unless you give me the okay. With this, instead of paying... Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So my suggestion...
Vendor the mill, right?
Yeah, sorry. I mean vendor, dealer, the millwork, yeah. So on that transaction, just depends on how you want to play it. If you want to do this as a reimbursement... You might create issues for you. And the reason you might create issues is you have a very old invoice that's probably not valid. It probably has the wrong equipment on it. It's old. And it could create potential issues. You also have, for instance, tax rates change all the time. It might have the wrong tax rate. There might be changes on equipment. And at the same time, you got that working capital loan, which could create an issue for you. I can understand and respect that you don't want to tell this guy you're needing money because he could try to change the price on you. I can understand that. So here's what I would do. I would, once you've figured out all your equipment on that furniture vendor, and I'll need an invoice to sign off on that, once we figured out on all those invoices, you should go to the guy and say, hey, look, we're ready to pay. Is this a small company or a big company?
It's a pretty big company. It's not a name brand, but it's a pretty big warehouse.
It's not a guy out of a garage.
No.
Okay. So here's the easiest thing to
do.
When you're ready to pay, we'll have to get that vendor approved, but you'll just ask them for a current updated invoice. And you'll send them an email. You'll send something in writing to protect yourself. It says, hey, need a current invoice. I'm about to pay you. Now, the good thing is your vendor will never know the money is coming your financing. Okay. They'll just get a wire in their account. It could say Bank of Cardiff, but it's just a wire. And you can send them an email and say, I funded the transaction. So it's not like they have to change the invoice. Because most importantly, John, the bill to and ship to is your company. They're not billing us. The bill to and ship to is your company. So you'd send them an email and say, hey, look, I need a current invoice with today's dates to release your payment. I also just need to verify that once you receive my money in full, you'll give me my deposit back. And that's how I would play it, because... You don't open a can of worms with the working capital company. You don't open a can of worms by providing an old invoice and all these wrong tax rates. But at the same time, you know, you're protecting yourself. And that's what I would suggest. And that's what I've told, you know, that's probably going to make the most sense for you.
Most sense for me. And then do you guys work with contractors, general contractors too, or no?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say they have a table person they work with. You know, there's like price and stuff like that.
We definitely want to pay equipment dealers, so there's recourse. So if something goes haywire, we're going to be able to pick up the phone and reach someone. So we definitely want to pay on an invoice. But what I would suggest is, you know, there's obviously you running the restaurant, you guys got this working capital loan. You have a lot of needs and you want to get them solidified. So I can work through all these processes with you without making your life difficult. But I think you guys should start getting, and I'm not here to pressure you, but I think you should start getting the ball in motion. Like, to be frank, the $100,000 approval you have, it's solid. There's only two payments down. I'm going to do the $75,000 approval, just so you know. We're not going to even need two payments down. We're going to probably do one payment down. So we want to get this ball in motion. Did you have a chance to get those documents signed by your mom?
I already got it signed. It's just I wanted to confirm everything before I send it over to you. That's why I called you today.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a sign on Saturday, but I couldn't call you back. So, you know, that was the only thing that was holding me back.
No worries. And like I said, you're at 100K. So we're going to take down this first order. And then as we do the second orders, but to give you an idea, and maybe this will help you sleep better at night. So how much did you borrow from this other working capital company? What amount did you borrow from them?
I believe I told you about 120.
It's 120, okay. So, and you're doing, let me take a look at your bank statement so I don't, I'm not in the business of misquoting people. So, give me a second. So, let's see, that was in April. Give me a second. Let's see, other deposit. Okay. Seattle Prime, 118, 800, okay. So, here's the thing. You ran, I don't want to throw it off because if I look at April, it doesn't accurately reflect your deposits. It just shows, because it includes that big deposit. So here's the thing. You're running around $120,000 to $140,000 per month, but you have good cash flow. By good cash flow, I define that as you're not bouncing payments, you're not bouncing checks, you don't have, you know, there's a lot of customers that come to us, John, and they have got, you know, $200 in their bank account or $2,000. You guys have healthy balances. So hopefully this will kind of make you guys at ease. Let's say your vendor's difficult to deal with, and let's just play worst case scenario. And let's say we can't do taxes on the 75. So let's say you're just at 175. That's the max you can get. Well, the way that our working capital loans work, we have three different products for our cash loans. One's a product fairly similar to what you got, which is just a large cash loan, which is fine. The second is a refinance of that existing loan, which could maybe, yes or no, make sense, and I can explore that. But there's a third option. So a lot of customers come to us and they say, hey, look, I got 120 grand from this company, and I don't want to refinance because it's a good deal, but I need like $20,000 or $30,000 more. I need $50,000 more. So we have a product that we extend to a lot of our customers, which is called a second position loan, which means without refinancing their current working capital loan, we give them an unsecured loan, generally in the range of about $30,000 to $100,000. So based on what I'm seeing in your business, the credit, if you guys needed a few more bucks, I think it's not going to be an issue. I think we've got solutions to help you along the way. But okay. If you could, so what you could do is this. So what you really want to do from your vendor is you just want to get a current invoice because you place a deposit, but that stuff's not made. So this should be a current sale, in my opinion, unless I'm missing something. The second thing is, did you have a chance to get that wire over to us yet, or when will you have a chance to do that?
I'll be doing it by tomorrow.
Okay. So then just to walk you through, I'll get the first invoice from Trust One. I'll get your first set of documents tomorrow so we can get rolling on this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this one will be for Trust One first, right? And the second
one. Yeah, because their order is 110. Like, here's the thing. For me, I'm a filter, so I've worked with a lot of customers, and my job is to also, like, tell you when to say when, no, and when to push and when to not. Your current approval is at 100 grand. If you go above that first approval, 100 grand, you're going to start being asking for tax returns, extensions, things that you don't want to provide because you're busy. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to go beyond that. We're going to keep it 100 or below. Then I'm going to get the... Go ahead.
Can we do the 100 first for the equipment?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I mean, not for Trust One, but like for the what you call it, the chairs and stuff like that. Because the equipment, we probably need it in about a month or two.
I've already approved the 100K for Trust One. I do not want to throw, it's not smart of me to throw in this furniture vendor to complicate things. That's just my opinion. Now, that doesn't mean we have to release payment, by the way. As long as we have your document signed, we can get a lead time from them and give them an idea. But regarding the furniture, we can start working on that immediately for you. Call the vendor, get an updated invoice with corrected dates and with their terms listed, and then we can knock that out of the park. Because there's two separate approvals, so we can work at them at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Let me speak to my mother, and then I guess we'll talk tomorrow again.
Okay, and like I said, on this one for the 100K, if I need to speak to you, like I said, your landlord's going to need to sign a form. But if you want me to talk to him, there's nothing to worry about. You're going in the right direction. So, by the way, I'm dealing with Richard at Trust One. Is that who you deal with, or who do you deal with over there?
Yes, Richard.
Okay, all right, cool. So, if you have any questions, let me know. And like I said, I'm more than happy. Like, I understand your fears, but ultimately, let me tell you a little about vendors before I let you go. all these equipment dealers, these millwork companies, all they want to do is get paid. That's it. They simply want to get paid. And so a lot of times customers have had some vendors, some dealers or millwork companies that are really easy to deal with. Some are not so nice to deal with. But if you need me to pick up the phone and just tell them like, hey, I'm ready to pay you, this is what I need, I'm more than happy to do that for you. I've done it quite a few times before, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.